This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to another installment of our ongoing feature series, Creative Impact. I'm David Fair, and it's been a while, but we return this week to Creative Impact. It's a feature that looks at the arts and creative industries in Washtenaw County through the artists, creative workers, and businesses that help shape our quality of life, place, and the local economy. Now, Creative Impact has been on hiatus for the summer, and WEMU's content partner for this feature is the Arts Alliance, and its president and CEO, Deb Pollack, serves as my co-host. It is very nice to talk with you again, Deb.
Hey, you know, David, it's great to be back. So I appreciated the break. I really missed doing the show.
Yeah, well, me too. And, Deb, when we last aired Creative Impact, so much of our conversation was about the devastating impact the pandemic was taking on the entirety of the arts and creative sector. Here we are, a few months later, down the line, COVID-19 still has us in its grips. What, if anything, has changed in the worlds of our arts and creative sectors?
You know, I'd respond in two ways. You know, first, that artists and creative businesses possess what I would call a superpower, and its name is creativity. You know, it puts me in awe. In the most adverse times, they come up with new ideas. They test them. Sometimes they fail, but they keep moving forward. And it just always gives me hope.
And your second response?
My second response, that in the big picture, the arts and creative economy is at a standstill. Now, I know that sounds contrary to what I just said about creatives, but what I'm speaking to now is the industry as a whole. And for all intents and purposes, it's shut down and continues to be so. I'm on calls weekly with arts leaders and advocates from across the country. And the general consensus is that it's going to be about 6 months after some stable vaccine or treatment for COVID is in place before we're really able to reopen completely. And then our business model is going to look very different than what it was before the pandemic.
So as we are at this point in the process, what is happening to our local arts and cultural organizations?
You know, it's like looking over a large family, right? You've got who's healthy, who's vulnerable. And, you know, we have in Washtenaw County strong organizations with healthier balance sheets than others. But every creative business is vulnerable at this time. Every creative artist is vulnerable. Almost every day I'm contacted by another person who's being furloughed or another organization that's just one second away from having to make huge decisions about what to do. The concern right now is what is our arts and cultural community's future here right locally? And every sector's in peril, you know, small businesses, travel and tourism, restaurants and the like, and sector-specific investment is imperative, and it's the same thing for arts and cultural community.
And I do want to go further down that path. Creative Impact continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Deb Pollack of the Arts Alliance about the state of the arts and creative industries in Washtenaw County in the time of pandemic. You mentioned sector-specific investment. You say that is exactly what's needed. To that end, the Arts Alliance has just released its report today on emergency COVID-19 relief funding for Washtenaw arts and creative industries. What story does that report tell?
Yeah, so what we've done is we've tracked all the public funding for arts and culture since March 13th. And so I know what we think the story tells, but I'm going to actually turn it around. You've seen it, and if I can impose, can you tell me what you think it says?
Well, through the course of all of our conversations, through the introductions you've given me to members of the arts community, we've recognized for a long time that the arts and creative industries have been dramatically underfunded and underappreciated. But I was surprised that in the latest round of grant funding, the arts and creative industries were entirely left out. There was more than $5.5 million put forth in public grants, none of which went to nonprofit arts organizations in our community.
And you're speaking specifically to the MEDC-funded grants that went to small businesses. And it's true and it's befuddling. And as we've pointed out many times, the economic impact of arts and creativity in nationally is 4.5% of GDP and $13.9 billion in value added in Michigan. And then right here in Washtenaw County, a recent data arts report calculates an economic impact of $127 million based on just 65 of our 200 arts nonprofits. So, you know, not having any of that economic impact, or I should say MEDC money, going to small nonprofits of arts organizations in Washtenaw County is just befuddling.
There are hard decisions to be made, and when people are hungry, don't have access to health care, and priorities have to be made, why do you think that the arts, once again, is not among those priorities?
Well, and in fact, these were actually specific dollars to businesses, David, not to individuals. So, you know, it's a different pot of money. So why isn't it? It's really, like I said, confusing. We know that the decision makers have the information. We know they have the statistics. We hear them speak about our area's assets, cultural assets, when they're promoting our regions. The only thing I can figure is that we have somehow, it's our failure that we have either as arts advocates or as an arts and culture community that values arts and culture, we've not made it clear that this is an important sector that we value and we believe that it should be funded in our community.
So
we've got to do something different.
How do you go about making that difference?
Well, part of it is continuing to shine a light on the fact, you know, that something like $5.5 million doesn't even go to fund businesses that do this work. And the other is to continue to build education. So the Arts Alliance has been asked to create a series on the return on investment for communities who invest in the arts. It'll be a public series to inform and engage and challenge residents and elected officials and community decision makers on how to look at the future and the sustainability of the creative Washtenaw arts and creative industries.
Are there such programs that exist elsewhere in the country that might serve as a model to most effectively create that kind of change and that kind of difference?
Well, you know, it's been happening. Yes, the answer is yes, simply. But then it's also happening. It's happening across the country. There's been some work throughout COVID to draw some big attention, you know, some initiatives like Save Our Stages and others. In the federal area and in Congress, drawing some of that attention because it is so important. And the recovery economically for the United States is going to be important, and that goes on the state level and then also down into our local level. And so, again, if you look at our downtowns and our communities, you know, we draw people to our communities. We draw them downtown. And it's going to be critically important to the recovery, the economic recovery, not to mention our hearts and our souls of our communities and to our people.
So part of the messaging is going to have to go to local elected leaders, to state elected leaders, and to federal elected leaders. Over the years, you've had many of those conversations. How will those conversations change moving forward?
Well, always a good question, but I think it, you know, there's those of us that do this work every day, but we need people that listen to WEMU to read these reports and then to insist with their elected officials that these are important things. And when you see the distributions of these dollars and you see that businesses that are important to you, and we are businesses, Michigan Theaters, the ARCs, the Riverside Arts Centers, the Purple Rose Theaters, you know, those kind of businesses are holding on by just a thread at this moment. If those are important to you, you have to let your elected officials, the decision makers in your communities, that these are important and that they deserve and should be funded in the same way that other small businesses are funded when it comes down to economic dollars.
We are certainly going to include the information and necessary links for folks to take a look at. But with the release of this emergency COVID-19 relief funding for Washtenaw Arts and Creative Industries report, is there anywhere in there that you feel optimistic about?
Well, again, I'm always optimistic about artists and creatives because they'll figure out something to do. But, it's been good that there have been people that have stepped up for the Creative Washtenaw Aid and helped that. And we've been able to help, you know, 50-plus artists and creatives individually, that there's been support through Community Foundation, the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation for some nonprofits and others. We just have so much more to do. And, you know, we know everybody's really working to try to make this community sing and go forward. You know, it takes a village, right? It always takes a village to make all of it work.
And once again, you will be launching a public series to inform, engage, and challenge residents to take a better look at the future and sustainability of Creative Washtenaw. I expect we're going to be hearing more about that series on Creative Impact over the next few weeks.
Yeah, it'll be over the course of a number of weeks, and I see some parallels through Creative Impact because I think we'll have speakers and others that are talking to the specific topics that we will be engaging in.
Well, Deb Pollock, it is great to have you back after your summer break, and I'm looking forward to getting back into our regular cycle of Creative Impact, and I'll most certainly look forward to our next show.
Me too. We've got some exciting people lined up coming forward, so we'll be back at it on a regular basis, David, so looking forward to it.
Deb Pollock is president and CEO of the Arts Alliance and our partner in Creative Impact. It's a regular feature series you hear each Tuesday. You may find an archive of Creative Impact shows online at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti, broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond for 55 years.